This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. As we continue doing a chapter study of 2 Peter 3, I'd like to share with you some cross-references that would be good to read to broaden our understanding. I believe the book of Jude and 2 Thessalonians 2 and 3 would be helpful. You could also read Matthew 24 and 25. When considering difficulties, a few questions came to mind. Will the new heavens and earth be the present heavens and earth restored after purification by fire, or replaced? Another question would be, does God have a set time for the final events of this age to begin, or can we hasten the return of Jesus Christ and these events by encouraging as many as we can to submit to Christ and trust Him for their salvation? You might have other questions, like what really is meant by the statement in verse 8, "With the Lord a day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day." After you work to find answers, you are better prepared to go over the whole chapter again and develop an outline that organizes what you have studied in a way that would be easy to remember for your own benefit, as well as to share with others. Remember the title we identified in our last visit was "The Need for Wholesome Thinking." I amplified this title by listing what we should be thinking about as presented by Peter in chapter 3. I listed the following: skeptics, their arguments and how to answer them; God, God's promises and God's expectations, how we should be living in the light of these things. We'll amplify this outline further in our next visit. To prepare, read the chapter again.